You think that's it?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Dave, I just brought your journal back up there. I thought you might see it come. So you can pick it up next week or something.
Oh,
yeah, I would.
I drank the water too much. I won't drink my Eskimo drop. That's the way. When you start to sing, we put the water a little bit. Right now I put plenty of water. Yeah. I hope I said it.
I feel it.
Before I go, if somebody wants to buy it, I tell everyone take a bath home. Yeah.
Kapti
do. Somebody wants, right?
Kapti do.
200.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to tell it 200.
I did.
This girl must be a good man. He asked me, I'm going to sing, what do you want to sing?
Ice cream from Paris.
Ice cream.
Ice cream from? Okay. One boy in a fall when he's traveling from north from some iceberg down the shore. He catches the waves kept together always. That's why he makes iceberg pump. So. I'm going to sing I first come. Yeah. That's why we, that we sing two times. First time slower, second time getting fast. My grandboy, when he sing, didn't be too fast. The fast singer. Yeah. Pretty fast. Yeah, always, I was hard over myself. Because I've been learning a long time ago. Before I knew it, I've been learning how to sing. One man, he let me learn how to sing. He's a good singer. That man, name was Fedor Valarin. He's a good singer. He got good song. Just like mainland song. Somewhat, I don't know, maybe he knows, maybe we learn somebody, they know it, I don't know. I'm going to sing one more, Kaliyoro. Maybe somebody native, I don't know, no, Kaliyoro. He teaches how to sing. I've been helped when he sings, and I learn it. He's been died a long time ago. King Valoran's brother.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. King. Yeah. He's a good singer.
What kind of words are they?
I don't know.
You don't know? Huh? Not you pick.
I don't know what means. What's your mother when I'm going to sing? I'm not going to be able to do that. That time I was 14 years old. 1914, she wrote my building that time, when I was 20 years old. Yeah. I'm a young boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been worked 4 years apprentice for Render Herder. Because on Render, Elmer, put Elmer for me. Yeah.
How do you make songs? Your
book. I make a song. I try to make song. Without meaning first. Then I forgot anymore. Then I put the meaning. Yeah. I don't dream. No, I make it myself. First time when I started to make song, one of boy, he helped me how to make song. One of boy, Ranger boy, he helped me how to make song. Yeah.
Can you sing the reindeer song? Huh?
Oh.
One
is one boy, Erwin, Scott, he's a reindeer hunter. He made song. Before I made song, yeah, reindeer boy, yeah. And put him to that song. So, because long time we don't sing that kind of song anymore. We don't sing anymore that kind of song. Long time of song we don't sing anymore. No singing. So I will teach it for the singer. That kind of song. We don't know it. Only know one boy, singer, you know it. One more song, I'm going to sing an early song. Oh, what's wrong? Ayyata Valayno Yama 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 Ayaka Yama Umu Yama Ayaka Napo Yama 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 Ya 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 ama ya ma ya ya ma ya ya ma ama ama.
That meaning, you got meaning, Irwin saw. Yeah.
What did it say?
Well, when you see Doc, doctor coming, they heard, that's why it makes sound. You saw Doc tape coming. Yeah. We call it Akayakto, we have it, Akayakto, when Dog came coming. Yeah.
Wow.
We have it, that is.
Yeah, could you ask, it seems like most of the songs that we've heard from the past, him, you guys got happy or positive things.
Mm-hmm.
Are there songs for mourning or grieving about sad things?
Do you have songs, sad songs, or like when somebody dies, do you sing sad songs, or do you have love songs, or for some like when people are sad, not happy?
No, happy.
Yeah, I was using when he died, those four singers, we're using. Irving, he'd been died long time ago, and Roy, Irving, of God, he's a singer.
Yeah. I know, but, you don't have songs like for dead people, when for sadness, like when you're not happy? I know I've heard some Athabaskan, a lot of Athabaskan songs that have a lot of sorrow and mourning songs, but when I study the songs in coastal, in my village too, they don't have in-depth memorial feasts like they do. So our dances are mostly for the public and for activity, social activity.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like to them it's the similar thing.
Songs
for Sammy and stuff like that were composed for certain memorial
pieces.
Yeah. Even in my village, when somebody dies after we bury them, we go and sing the same songs we do. Try to make lift their spirits up.
Because this year I went to the funeral in the aunt's Nana, and the more you mourn and the more you cry and the more you sort of carry on, the more difficult it is for the spirit to go on. And so if you don't cry and you don't mourn and you aren't sad, because then the spirit of the person can't go on. You're like keeping them there, here. And so.
So is this any other?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you said Nana.
No, Nana.
Nana.
Yeah.
I guess last time that they used to believe that the spiritual realm for these 5 days before they left the house, so they treated with respect and with quietness so that they don't stress the spirit. But today, with the modern religion, they don't follow that. They just, you know, 64 days or, you know.
Is Mabel doing a grass grinding?
Grass and Katari Lakhdudi. Dakhnanak. Yeah. But Lakhdudi Mugin.
Yes.
What's the
name? Yeah, no. And it was in that time. And the grass, long time ago, 4 years and four. Under the bush for beginners. He got that all time. He got something else. I just things like that coming here, that around making a small digging for grass. Long time ago, he was in a tower.
Oh,
yeah.
Grass
and yeah, grass. Long time ago, not now. Long time ago. They sometimes pick up some beets, you know?
From the beets.
Something like that. Something like the blood of steel or we using always. Akman is the best, and not this. Clean up,
oh, yeah. Let's go
that kind of, at home, way up there, I used to. My name is Gormwood. Gormwood. Long, I think of it, like the sun. The sun and dry. In the time, waiting for it. Scrapping floor. Okay.
Sometimes
this working. Grass? Yeah, grass. Oh.
I'm
doing that with
you.
Yeah, it looks like it. Thank you. Yeah.
Floating on the beach.
Lots of beach down there. Not grass. I don't know. Lots of.
Did you?
Go with the column. Go with the column. Some of the look. And now we're looking. Some of the stuff. Scrap the stuff on the floor. And the lemon alone.
Come up here.
Some of the stuff Snari, Kaulu, and Gomu, the Clavit, Sanak, and Sangus Corsi, and Nasoke, and the thing. At home, always, I pick up some. I used to. I used to. Lots of things.
Gomu, which is called Mahakuda. Kaulu, which is Shiraja, Kwan, Mura.
Go with my kids. In the winter time, looking for
snow.
Yeah, snow. Lots of corn.
What is it?
Something like that. Something like that. Meat. We have there. The man or you see that meat. Lots of corn.
Grass out of them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that?
Clean up floor, something, pieces. Always pick up you. Uksaam is on that.
Uksaam. Sometimes they pick up from the nest and they gather them and then they use them to clean up all sorts of things like their walls and their dishes.
November. It's November. Pick up that time.
Did you used to use grass for your bed long time ago? Inlagat?
Some nang. Inlagat. We were machining it. Grass. Grass.
Too big looking?
Such a grass.
Long grass.
But wala mimi. Wala mito?
Cut off it. Binding anong ganak.
Just outside for the grass. About 1 foot wide. This much size.
Outside the house?
Yeah, on the bedroom. On the bedroom.
So they use grass on?
About bedroom is higher. 5 feet, 6 feet. Not really
long. The long grass they put against their bedroom walls and then a bit on their beddings on the floor. But they were moving, they just gathered them on the floor. And then they laid them on the wall so that the heat. They use grass for a lot of heat resources. And then they use them for their muslin bottoms, for the inside lining, like of insulation.
Yeah.
Insole type.
Is that called warm? Because that's a grass of what?
No, it's getting warm or dark, like that. No, it's getting warm or dark.
North East Cape, the lake didn't drain it about grass this much high. When you walk towards East Cape, very long grass. Before the lake leaked, you got water, drain it, airport drain it.
Bare side in the grass?
Yeah,
that's
the
grass,
One time, Sudhi and I and Jimmy picked up some berries.
One of the women, ladies.
That meat is
That is woman's children. Short lady.
Sometimes it's tired, very down. That lady. Because it's maybe tired too, that is.
Yeah, for all you got the Air Force in there, Northeast Key. He was working on that time on top of the mountain. I go up in the crown.
When you wash long time ago, do you have steam bath?
Yeah.
Or Sama?
That's some. Lick some wood. Army is in Kachlayo. Nachsima. Lai look at the moon of it. So you should take every what can.
Did you used to wash your
yeah,
as
good as that towel?
Not me.
Your towel fried.
I used towel long time ago. You can grass. Yeah.
Did you have a steam bath house? Steam house?
Pili wot kayong sakal, kayong sasit kasakot kayo.
Asgin? Matiwin?
Only and the lamp, chair lamp, boiling.
Boiling water, maybe fun. Hindi mo kayo ang yakpo ng usubi ka mo, kayo masyadong siya kayo. Using that sa mga.
Only long time ago, from the trigger,
from
5 gallon can, use it for a cut.
Seems like they don't, they said they would boil up water, or put fuel oil lamp and then put something up there so they can boil water, and then they use grass to wash themselves. I think in that remote area, otherwise they would have like firewood resources. I know in a lot of interior villages they have like fire baths and steam baths. Before you have shampoo and soap, what did you use long time ago?
I don't know. When I was it, they would pick up soap. I don't know, long time ago.
Seems like in their time the traders came in and gave them like the stuff that they needed, like 5 gallon cans so they could boil the stuff. I guess I told you that in my village they used to use urine to wash your hair and your clothes.
So that's the woman.
They used urine.
So that's the woman from good
anglicity. Like, I remember after we peed when we were kids, we'd throw all our urine into this one big barrel, and you'd age it, you know, coffee. When you open it all, your sinuses and your eyeballs are watering. But after we go back and we'd fill them in there, and then you fill the, like a barrel, and before they got shampoo and detergent, they'd wear their clothes like real bloody from all the hunting for days and days and days, and they'd wash those in that acidic cold urine because it's very potent, and then they'd wash their hair and they'd peel their skin from their own. But that's what they used to use, or when they have like eye infections, they'd use that, like take the stuff off. Or your hair with lice in it, and you put it in your eyes and you rub it so that they eat all that infectious gunk out. Real painful though. Mm-hmm. You know, like when you have one piece of sand in your eyes, mm-hmm. you have that, like a whole bunch of it in there. Mm-hmm. Do you learn Gawinga?
Long time ago, you think that is.
Ah.
We call some place we call for
We use it for seal oil, lamp for a burning. We call it pukka.
Lamp. Making dry. Sometimes, she told me, my grandmother, sometimes let's put something for poopy. Poopy. And put them like that. Kali pun. Nandang ang mga siya naman. Wawus tama. Kasi siya siya ang pakak niya siya. Ano, oil. Kasi please lahat duwe. Kasi ito kumad ka siya. Kasi tomorrow, pick up no more.
Ah.
Yeah, so that was a long time ago.
How many of you my grandmother. For skin infections, they would do like when you have, I don't know what you call it, you extend and there's sores all over. We call them whooping. I guess like sores. Like
doors
that are open?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She
was at least. What
skin
disease?
Skin disease? Yeah. Not.
Dao Luni. What? Rub what on?
The peak and blood. Small one. The peak and blood. We all would be at least.
What you call skin disease, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Put the puck up. With the oil, put the oil.
If they dry, bring them home and some place for the
quite nice cooling
that is the green and the something like lamp.
Green for I think it might be that
The name is Pock.
Yeah, something real strong smell. Real common medicine that they use for all types of illness. Sometimes you boil it and you drink it, or sometimes you use it when you're taking tea. It might be that. But then they would put them in on the skin with seal oil.
Cover.
I know one girl, she living at Chirunga. She got like a skin disease in the body. The grandmother picked some book up. That's not what we call pukka. We use it for seal oil and for burning. Put the oil and put it all pukka with the oil. Then get well.
Do they burn?
The skin is all pukka. That girl.
I've been seeing him.
My stick, my own. If it walks, it's younger than me. All quite. Smith, Eming, and daughter. The sister is the unknown. The name is Pukodak. That lady. She's the unknown. The name sister. Eming, and daughter. Smith, Eming, and good singer. Good dancer.
What did you used to do when you had bad eyes long time ago?
I was blind.
But you were blind.
No blind.
What do you do?
You're using a key. You know, key.
I was no blind. Long time.
Long time ago, healthy.
Good man.
You were mostly not very sick. Try to push it. Dump will love it. The boy, my cousin boy, stand up and watch him. When you push it, it fell down to the boy. Hot water boiled. Burn it. Cried. The father, he grabbed him. Fell down on top of the hot water. They burn it pretty bad. Except the father, the wife, the relation called, come to see her. That boy didn't burn it all the way around right here. Because it fell down on the top of the water, boiled. Hot, very hot. Burn it, that one. That one connected and he put something. I didn't watch it, I was a little boy. I didn't watch it. Something called rabbit with their wallet stomach, wallet intestine, been dry, covered. He told him, you better not decode, I will decode tomorrow, myself. Before he, Robert, he let him out of the Sierra Island, what you call it, getting dark. He singing, getting dark, singing. After that, if he finished singing, he put it. I don't know what he put it. Next day, he come down. When he take out himself, nothing burned. Nothing. Yeah, he got before the God burned, he's crying. Because boiling hot water. If I burn. Yeah. That man is I don't know how it been. Do it. Yeah. Yeah. Long time ago, when I was a little boy, we go to our bedroom, one bedroom for two families. Everybody sleep one room. Yeah.
Long time ago, did men used to sleep in one house?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One house.
Angut Lainan.
At home, I used a big house.
Too bad. I've been looking for a picture. I can draw our house. Long time ago, house. I can draw it.
Began
what?
Began to draw.
Long time ago, I lived in an ice cream house. This is the outside. Inside is to cut wood, see? That way. Come out this way. Yeah. This for air. Come out. Maybe 10 feet, 8 feet or 10 feet.
what they call pillars, with wood pillows, and everybody sleeps.
What
pillow?
Oh, wood pillow.
Put a desk in, mattress. All the way around, put a desk in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This side, you got big room. You got four this much. In the middle, big room.
Oh.
Later come, he talked to that lady. So this side, talk to that. Yeah. Well, come on. Itchy, come in. You call it itchy, come in. Itchy, come in.
Where do they visit up there? Nangkut. Bigaku?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the visitors holler from the top and then that's.
Hi. Higher than this. Put the middle up. Put the middle cut. One. One stick. To ground. Yeah. Right. And you got push off. This much wide. You got push. Make them round. Yeah, make them wrong. When you push high, make them wrong. All the way around.
And she said there's rocks, three rocks on each side to keep the wall down around the house.
When did they stop using the men's house?
When did they stop using men's
house? From any side, the bedroom, up and down, chain. When getting very hot, the front of the bedroom got dusty. So three times, go that way, when air get in. Yeah, only three times.
By the time they she was around, they had locked house. I guess, four back
four home. We call them up to in the summertime.
But they did use wood for to keep their heads in one place.
In summertime, before summertime. We built another unit in summertime. Old tear off this one. Old tear off. Just this one.
Ooh.
We call it we make what way? That way. In summertime we did it. We call them Taraspa. We call water side all the way around. It's fuel. With the fuel. From the top.
Omging and for the Pagani?
Yeah. Ropa, rope that way. Yeah.
Hmm.
We call Matraspa. Usually in the summertime. In the fall, November, tear out that one all. No more years. And burn it this one again.
Hmm.
Yeah. In the springtime, tear out this one. Only this one. Yeah.
Huh.
We're doing this in summertime. What is this? This kind of use in summertime.
Are you strong for
we call them Taraspa.
In local, it's Natayuk or Natayuk. I'm sorry.
Natamita is in floor.
Pardon? I don't know. Other way. Kaji nayo ka nat haklor.
Ah.
Te ingil kat mo pa kawag bik.
Kawag.
Ah.
Yeah.
This is four?
Who gets four?
Yeah. Big over here, see? Down here, see? Yeah, big room. That's your two. All the way around now. Yes, kid. This much wide. This much wide down. Put the grass in the bottom about this much wide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this much wide. About 8 inches, I think.
Lots of
yeah.
grass.
Was there a fire in here?
Is there fire? Does the land?
Yeah, lots of boys. When you try to build it, lots of boys coming, helping, fix it pretty quick. When they finish, big feast. There's more work. Big feast. Just now, you know, we eat it. That's like boys eat together. They call milchtut. Milchtut. When you build it, they all milchtut. Build it. Yeah, that's why boys. Young boys, they never tired. He worked. Everybody help. Everybody help. All people tell him to help always. Yeah. Just open, build the house. Go help. Go ahead. Just let the boys go over to help. Build it pretty quick.
How long to build a house? One day?
Right? Yeah, one day. That's one day, yeah. Few hours, maybe four hours. And finish. Yeah. Pretty quick.
Were the houses cold in winter time?
Were the town cold, yeah. Cold. But I'll make except our bedroom, it would be cold. Yeah. Because the burned CO lamp free, always burning CO lamp.
Three in the bedroom, Jenny? Three of the CO lamp?
Yeah.
In the bedroom?
Yeah.
How many in the house? How many people sleep in the house? Aftin Kawakshupi.
Two families sleep. All together.
Ten?
Yeah.
Oh, she needs that two families. That's about 10 people.
Or more.
Yeah, probably a more.
They were just telling me earlier her sister, her stepbrother, and then his sister had like 14 and 15 children.
I can say that you couldn't get that many people sleeping in the same bedroom with you. How do you
get on top of each other? No, I don't know.
Yeah, I know you do that. I see him. Where do you find the prophecy?
We don't.
Where do you find the prophecy?
That's a good question. They weren't married. I still said modesty back then.
No.
They didn't. I don't know.
This was the man's house, right? This was their family house too. Because they fixed these to be different seasonal
Yeah, we got that.
do you have any privacy? Were you sometimes alone, you and him, in bed? They want to know if sometimes they're together, I mean, when there's nobody else around. I guess they never just, they always were there together.
I am just
doing
that.
Simply, when
we
get alone, I meant might be alone. Yeah. That you do want to be alone.
How
is not
them,
but
any couple.
They want you to know if, like, when husband and wife, when they're young, when they want to be alone. Do they want to be alone sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
In the house?
Of course, I'm here, Mom. I think I want to be a girl in the house, low house. Not last time.
By the time she was around, they had lost house. So, a long time ago. Even when I was growing up, we only had one house, one bedroom. All of the time, my mom was lost. Mom and dad spent over there. No privacy for that.
And you have lots of brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm. So they must have managed somehow. Yeah, and then sometimes we'd climb all over their beds when we get cold on the floor because we had no heating resources. Wake up and there's ice all over our basins and stuff. Very, very cold. But that's the way it was.
What about
the
first
time? He just goes climbing the tree and gets warm.
Oh, wait a minute. It is funny that so many people around.
I think I think it's just a different way of living and different situation. That's the way it always was. I mean, it's like those movies. So that's the people. They all go to bed naked and married. What's fine with not being in bed?
Is that when they started changing from like a men's house and then having different family shelters? Am I understanding that wrong?
When the priests came, did the men quit living in their own place, in one place? Reverend. When they came.
Oh, we tell them, Mom, there was a priest in the style of a people on the chair. You walked in the style of a people on the chair. I'm the priest.
Long time ago when I was Gamble, Dr. Gamble is a minister. Yeah.
When did the men quit staying in their own houses and start living with their families?
Yeah, 1914, Dr. Gamble. Yeah.
and minister to teach you how to preach the Bible.
Men used to live in one house long time ago?
Big house.
When did the men quit sleeping in the big houses? Or is it because of the priest that they start staying with their family?
We had to sleep that way. My grandmother and I lived in the big house. No club that time. That boy is a master. Every morning we wake up. He told me, he said,
They seem to remember their time about having sleep when they get back, and by the time she was there, they had locked houses anyway, or regular houses. And they said they would sleep in these huge houses with their parents and other relatives in the same building. It was so big. I think these were more like extended houses. Some used to have a house here, and then little hallway, and then another house here, but in a unified form. But she said the kids would be responsible for getting up when they didn't have clock. So the sunlight was their time to get up. So the kids would check their
star. He was moving always. When they moved to the north, it was getting daylight, starting daylight. He moving. Star. He called Tumtu. He moving. When Tumto came to the north, starting daylight, we got no clock that time. Just watch Tumto, that's all. Only watch the star, that's all.
There's a certain star or group of stars that they use for detecting where the sun's going to rise. In certain seasons, the stars move and turn.
I think I can learn it from the old people, because old people do not to listen to old people when they talking together. That's why old people do not listen to him to will take over always. You better not listen. You go someplace.
Sometimes old people is the one that one. our house in Kiev. They look at the old people. He's talking about something like that. When I was a little girl, some of my sister told me, you must go away. It's not like it's not your business. Mm-hmm. So that he's talking about old people. I'd like to meet him.
There are some occasions when they were not allowed to go into gathering places because they were only set for a thousand. Mm-hmm. That's when they would gather, I guess, families or talk with the people that were not doing good. Sort of like a community meeting. So sometimes they were allowed to, not to enter the system. So be sure to go to the museum on Tuesday. And the next Thursday is your last Saturday.